You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. It's a big week for Jerry, the Hall of Fame game on Friday night.
Yes.
Oof. Right, all the Hall of Famers are going to be in town this weekend, and on Monday night,
he does a very good job
there. Every year. He's spectacular at that.
He loves it because it's just him. There's nobody to screw up for him or to cover up for.
Does he come up with like a new act every single year?
I don't think so.
Like, he's got to give the opening spiel and all that, right? He's got to have something different to say every year.
Dude, he does that probably 10 minutes before the show starts. He just starts scribbling on a piece of paper and it turns into magic.
He's got to get into the Hall of Fame at some point.
Does he?
I would think so. Yeah. I don't know if a host can get in, though. Like, I know if
get
you're
in some category.
If Fielder? You're like a writer, you can get in. If you're a play-by-play guy, you can get in. If you're just a host, I don't know.
Probably a different category. Like Bobby Mack.
The broadcast category?
Yeah, for sure.
But Bobby Mack got in like as a writer, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duthie will get in. They'll find a way.
You think so?
They'll create something for him.
The James Duthie wing down at the Hockey Hall
of
Fame?
Why not? Why not?
All right. So, you guys ready? Jerry's got an opening statement, I assume?
Yep.
It's Hall of Fame week in Toronto, and that means Jerry will be up at the house he built. All of my favorite hiding spots better get ready for Jerry time. And you know exactly what that means. Brass rail, everything downtown, get ready for Jerry time.
Why does Jerry always give a shout-out to one institution?
I don't know. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's got to stop. Can you send a note to Jerry? No more singling out individual establishments.
Let's get to his takes.
All right.
Nothing makes Jerry feel friskier than seeing the Maple Leafs tumbling down the standings. But unfortunately, that won't be the case this week because the Leafs will get at least four of the next 6 points.
Maybe a goalie can make a save in a back-to-back. That'd be nice.
Jerry, frisky watching all of these issues up here in Toronto.
4 of 6 points?
That's what Jerry just stated.
I don't have good mojo right now.
4 of 6.
Islanders, Boston, Pittsburgh, Kaskasuo making his debut on Saturday night.
I'm saying 3 because 1-1-1.
4 of 6, I'm going to give that a 47% chance.
I'll give him a little higher. Actually, you know what? I'm going to revamp. 61%.
You're going lower, aren't you?
He's going higher.
I'm thinking higher. I'm thinking this team, if I had faith in this team on October 1st, which I did, I have to have faith that they're going to finally snap out of it and say, you know what? We're playing some really good teams here. We believe we're in their category. At some point, we got to prove that we're in that category. Enough with the excuses. Enough with the back-to-back garbage. Backup goalie isn't good enough.
Right.
Let's go. Snap out of it. 72%.
Wow.
That they pick up 6 points. Four of six.
Four of six. Yeah.
The fake news media up in Canada keeps treating Pascal Siakam like he's the next Michael Jordan. Well, all of that campaigning will help him finish top 5 in MVP voting this season.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, are we the fake news media up here? I guess, because we've been talking about Siakam and how well he's played. Top 5 MVP.
No way. I think there's too many of the big boys that are just automatic throw-ins. You got Kawhi, LeBron in the same building.
Harden.
Westbrook, Harden on the same team.
Only one of them are going to get in the top 5, though, I think. It's probably going to be
hard. Cancel each other out?
Yeah, I think so. You know, at this point, Giannis, clearly Giannis. I think it's Giannis, LeBron, Kawhi. Although Kawhi might take himself out of it with load management. Harden.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you start looking around.
I think it's too early.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too early. But I do think, you know, first place in the East is not out of the realm of possibility.
No.
They finish first, I think he will end up top five. Mm-hmm. Because that means, you know, he'll get all that love. Look what they did without Kawhi.
Right.
His numbers have been off the charts. It's really early in the season. But if they continue anywhere close to that, that will continue to get love and get amplified. He's going to the All-Star game, so that's going to be a start. They'll probably have Canada behind him. I wouldn't be shocked if he starts at the All-Star game.
I'm going to give him a 38% chance.
Yeah, that feels about right. And top five, no one's saying win the MVP.
17%.
I don't think load management's going to apply with him either. He's going to play a lot of minutes. I think voters
should... He doesn't want load management.
No, exactly.
And he's a young guy. He doesn't have any major injuries. He wants to get it going now. He knows that he's become a good player, and you can see that he wants to put it on display.
Right. And he's dealing with injuries on his team. They're playing 40 minutes a night. He's got to. That deserves recognition as well.
Mm-hmm.
He should get love if he continues to play.
They'll the factor
rate.
All that in.
I'm going to say 45%. 45%.
I see Roger Goodell finally snapped out of his haze he's been in the past few years and is hooking up Colin Kaepernick with a tryout. And it'll lead to Kaepernick signing with an NFL team before the start of next season.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Why, out of nowhere, he gets a tryout as if it's a combine.
Some kind of PR slant to it. I don't know if it was part of the settlement package. But we talked about it's been 3 years since Kaepernick was in the league. In his last couple, he wasn't even at his best. So what about him now can be an NFL starting quarterback? I'm going 4% on this.
Well, to double down on that, really why he ended up out of the league is because of he became the poster boy of kneeling during the anthem.
Correct.
And these, I don't know if they all colluded together or all individually decided he's too toxic for my brand, so I'm not going to bring him in.
Right.
Has that changed? I mean, it's died down a little bit, but I don't know. Is he still going to kneel during the anthem? Is he still going to be, you know, speaking actively about different, you know, issues that he finds important? Is that going to come up on Saturday? He's going to do a taped interview. Are they going to ask him, like,
I'm sure you would have to.
I would think so, but is he going to answer it? I don't know. I mean, there's too much uncertainty here.
I almost feel like the NFL's like, let's do this. Nobody signs him, and it's gone away for good. He's 32. Like, he's not coming back. He's not a young guy. Like, see, nobody wanted you.
Yeah, that's the cynic in me.
Or maybe that's the cynic in me, too. Or maybe they're crossing their fingers and be like, this guy doesn't have it anymore. Doesn't, like, leak out the numbers, his, you know, how quick he is or not quick he is. Like, no, he's not good enough to play in the NFL right now, even though... Like, there are NFL people, I believe, that say he would be an upgrade on X, Y, and Z.
They're pulling guys off the street.
Right.
I mean, we've seen, I don't know what he would look like anymore. I don't know. But I don't think he would be as bad as some of the options that have been signed, or he'd be equally as bad at the worst.
Correct.
I don't know. I'm going to say 25%. Because I think there's a chance that there might be a team out there that maybe does want to sign him, but they feel like they've got to go through this kind of three-ring circus
process.
They almost have to clear it. They want to, like, test the air to see what people are thinking about Kaepernick now.
Yeah, I'm low on this, though. You said, what, four?
Four.
You're what?
25%.
Actually, I'll go 7%.
I'll go 13%.
As a little boy, Jerry dreamed of two things: playing for the Yankees and locking out professional athletes. Never got to put the pinstripes on, but I'll always be a Yankees fan. And they'll sign at least one of Strasburg or Cole this offseason.
Little Jerry.
What a horrible little boy. Why would you dream about locking out professional athletes?
That's what he dreamed of.
The Yankees and locking out players. Well, half of his dream came true.
Yep.
One of Strasburg or Cole signed with the Yankees.
85%. 85%. They always end up there.
Yeah.
Don't I'm make
high.
Room.
I'm very high on this.
91%.
I got to go 92 just to dance atlas. Around your number. Because Cashman came out earlier this week, I think, and said, we have no luxury tax restraints. We got no... That's basically just a shot over the bow.
Saying we're coming in hot.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, pick up the phone when I call you. Because we're not wasting your time. One of these two cats is pitching at Yankee Stadium.
And maybe they get super horny... And both of them are.
Would it shock
no,
you?
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't shock me. I don't think they'll do that because then they'll definitely be into the... Unless they're going to trade like Stanton or something like that.
Right.
They'd have to really dump money. But one of them, there's no way the Yankees aren't landing one of them.
Yeah, they're
no
landing.
There's just no way. And as a Blue Jay fan, it is infuriating.
Just rattles your cage.
Because the Jays can't even get... Like, if they called up Scott Boras, Atkins... I don't even think he could get through. Boras just would be like, I'll talk to you later.
You think the agent, you think nothing.
Well, in terms of like those players, like right. Gerrit Cole, don't waste your time.
That's a 30-second conversation. What's the number?
Yeah. Thank
and,
you.
And what's the number in Toronto for him to go there?
Well, it's like $50 million on top of what the number is in New York, Houston, L.A.
Christy Pitts. That's what it is.
Yeah. For Boras.
Exactly.
That's who you got to pay.
You give the agent money and say, you make this happen. You make your client come here.
Right.